Well, folks, we are getting into the home stretch of November. So, much as you might not like to admit it, I'm afraid Christmas is on its way. I thought that I would give you a bit of a history lesson this evening, something to think about as Christmas is approaching. I actually came across this in the November or December issue of my church's newsletter, and I found it quite fascinating. I've known this carol in its entirety since I was about 5 or 6. In fact, the first time I ever heard it, it was being sung live. My dad and I went to a hockey game, and it was at Christmas time, and at the end of the game, somebody played this carol on the organ, and the whole audience got up and sang along. I have a very distinct memory of that. Of course, I always wondered what on earth the writer of the song was on about, but I never really thought that there was any sort of deeper meaning to it, so I'd never actually attempted to do any research about it. But as with many things, there actually is a hidden meaning to the 12 Days of Christmas. It makes sense, actually, because a lot of things have hidden meanings, including the nursery rhymes that I took for granted as a child. So, here is the meaning of the 12 Days of Christmas. From 1558 until 1829, Roman Catholics in Britain were not permitted to practice their faith openly. Someone during that era wrote this carol as a catechism for young Catholics. It has two levels of meaning: the surface meaning plus a hidden meaning, known only to members of that church. Each element in the carol has a code word for a religious reality which the children could remember. 1. The partridge in a pear tree was Jesus Christ. 2. Two turtle doves were the Old and New Testaments. 3. Three French hens stood for faith, hope, and love. 4. The four calling birds, not surprisingly, were the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 5. The five golden rings recalled the Torah, or Law, the first five books of the Old Testament. 6. The 6 geese a-laying stood for the 6 days of creation. 7. 7 swans a-swimming represented the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit: prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, contribution, leadership, and mercy. 8. The 8 maids a-milking were the 8 beatitudes. 9. 9 ladies dancing were the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. 10. The 10 Lords a-leaping were the 10 commandments. 11. The 11 pipers piping stood for the 11 faithful disciples. 12. The 12 drummers drumming symbolized the 12 points of belief in the Apostles' Creed. So there you go, a bit of a history lesson for today.